where did you see this?
That's classified.
It's what?
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
You like that?
Be the fifth.
I won't be on your soul.
Knowing it doesn't make it true. Yeah.
That's another way to think about it.
Now you're doing a heck of a job.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
AM 770 KTTH. Brian Suits here for your Wednesday, and with the traffic, sports, and weather on the 10th. It's producer Greg, and so far we haven't gotten one report from you. Except that you went to the Kraken last night, their second to the last game.
I did go to the Kraken game.
And they won.
My wife and I shared a $17 IPA.
Jeez.
It's obscene, the
what
prices
was it, by the
in
way?
Stadiums. It was the Kraken IPA.
Who makes it?
I don't know. The Kraken, I guess? I don't know.
They don't have a piece of that vodka. There's a Kraken vodka.
I think that's true.
I'd imagine a team full of Canadians would be able to come up with a pretty good IPA.
There you go.
So, in traffic, well, you all have the same app as I do, so you're just checking yourself. And weather, it was cold this morning. So, there we go. The president greeted the prime minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio. And then he burbled about tonight's gala showing of Oppenheimer.
Kishida. Welcome, 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 welcome. On behalf of Jill and me, the Vice President, the Second Gentleman, and all the American people, welcome to the White House.
And translator, you know, I'm pretty sure Fumio can, Kishida can figure out what he's saying. But anyway, it was very moving and the whole thing. And yesterday... you know, like the old saying says, first they come for the crumblies. But I was not a crumbly, so I said nothing.
It is the sad service court, Ms. Crumbly, that you served 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The two now face at least a decade in prison.
So these are the parents of the crumbly kid who's doing LWOP, who's doing life without parole in Michigan for killing four classmates with the gun that his parents gave him. And if you haven't read a deeper story, the text messages that went back and forth that day, I mean, like literally that day where the kid says, you know, I have so much pain in my head, and he's drawing devils and guns and stuff in class that day, and his dad just says, suck it up. He wanted some medication for his depression, and I don't think drugging up a manic depressive goth kid that you just bought a handgun for is a great idea anyway. But the dad said, suck it up. And I mean, I got to say, if your boy is in that much pain and he's actually openly reaching out to you and your answer is suck it up, rub some dirt on it, then straight to jail. 15 years for you. Straight to jail. By the way, I finally saw where you got that. I've never seen that episode.
Fred
of Parks and Rec, where Fred Armisen is a Venezuelan minister of sport or whatever.
So good.
And he goes down the list of things that will get you right to jail, like free speech, right to jail.
Right to jail.
It's so funny. You must see it. If you hate communism, you must see it. But anyway,
put you in jail right away. No trial, no nothing.
As I said, first I came for the crumblies, but I was not a crumbly. I'm not a crumbly because I'm not going to arm my kid if my kid is depressed. So there's that. What about that elementary school where that 6-year-old who, and I think that you got to take it 6-year-old by 6-year-old. I think if you grow up in certain neighborhoods in like Newport News, Virginia, you know damn well what a gun is because you've seen them before because you're 6. That being said, can anyone, you know, reasonably make the case that a 6-year-old is guilty of attempted murder? This is the 6-year-old that shot his teacher. Now, the elementary school vice principal knew of the kid, but was told by the teacher, look, all the other kids are saying he has a gun. And her comeback was, look at the little pockets. He couldn't possibly get a gun in there. Rather than searching him or saying, here, put your hands behind your back, let's take you out in the hallway or whatever. So she's being sued, but never mind that now, folks. She's being charged. This is pretty groundbreaking.
It's considered the first time where a school administrator has been charged in connection to a school shooting. Ebony Parker, the former assistant principal of Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, was indicted by a special grand jury. Among the charges she faces, felony child abuse. According to the Associated Press, court records accuse Parker of dismissing multiple concerns that a six-year-old boy was in possession of his mother's gun. He went on to fire that gun in his classroom last year, striking his teacher, Abby Zwerner, in the hand and chest. Now, she survived and went on to file a civil lawsuit against Parker and others. Werner claims that Parker refused to have the boy searched and said that his pockets were too small for a gun. Legal analyst Mercedes—
I mean, really? That's going to play well in the lawsuit. But, I mean, I know it's a juvenile. We're never going to see a picture of the kid at the age of six. But I want to know, what six-year-old is wrapping their hand around a Glock? I mean, Glocks don't have huge grips, but still, most six-year-olds could not manipulate the trigger. And I'm assuming it's a Glock, because any other weapon, unless some idiot was storing it ready to rock in fire.
But so, Brian, this is a trend that we're beginning to see, and that is adults are increasingly being held accountable in cases where kids have caused violence. And I want to know what you think of that, about that, because America, traditionally speaking, is the most hyper-individualistic country that has ever existed on the face of the earth. And yet it seems like the pendulum is swinging back in a direction of a little more either communal responsibility or familial responsibility, and less on just the individual act as if it's happening in an isolated sense.
But I mean, it is sticking your arm into a tiger's mouth.
In what way?
Like sticking your arm into a tiger's mouth.
Well, I know it's a
and then blaming the tiger when it bites your arm off.
Okay.
I mean, that crumbly kid is depressed, is talking about harming himself and harming others, and his dad's remedy is, well, let's buy you a gun for Christmas. And then when the kid is still, you know, reaching out saying, I want to harm myself, I want to harm others, the dad says, suck it up. And the parents just don't sound like they made many great decisions, and that's why it leads up to manslaughter, where, again, manslaughter is not it's a homicide. Life was taken by another human being, but they're responsible, but not maliciously or intentionally, because could you do more than what those parents did? I don't think so. If a teacher, who I assume is an adult, we've seen her, she's talked before. If a teacher goes to the vice principal, who's an adult as well, a 38-year-old woman, and says, all the kids say that boy has a gun and they've seen it. And then your answer is, yeah, but his little tough skins, you can't put a gun in there. Wait, how about double checking? And also, I would ask the teacher, you know, did you pat the kid down? I mean, if kids were saying that to me, as we're all learning about Europe or whatever, I'm going to say to the kid, why are they saying that? And if he breaches for a gat, I'm going to run. So there's that. But I agree with this. I agree, especially kids that get their hands on the parent's gun and take that to school. Because there's so many times that tragedy has been averted, and you should whistle past the graveyard on that one, because it would come back to you, the parent that let the kids have the weapon. And I mean, I'm not going to waste my time saying, oh, back in the day at Port Angeles High School, half the pickup trucks had shotguns and deer rifles. And I know that. We were different kids. These kids are different now. They have a way to connect through a viral social media mesh. They've glorified violence and guns. We're awash with kids here in Renton and other places who have gotten their hands on a easily acquirable way to get a handgun if you're prepared to spend the money and do the time. And that is, and I still support the 80% handgun movement. I'm not going to waste anyone's time explaining it. If IYK. So kids took 20 years to figure out. My older brother did this. It looked really easy. I'll do it too. And I'm not breaking any laws, because it's not a gun, because it's a piece of plastic until I make it a gun. And now that those are the guns that they're all passing around. I mean, talk to people in the law enforcement if we still do that. And so anyway, here's our local kids. And now we're doing the thing where, and this, and you can put this at the feet of Dow Constantine. I don't care what your age is. If you play by big boys' rules, you're a criminal. And if the law says you're a juvenile criminal, how about criminal juvenile? How about that? How about Echo Glen for you? And put a fence around the place. How about that one? But
Jeremy Harris has been following this investigation. Jeremy, what's the latest?
Well, Molly and Eric, we learned today that one of these juvenile suspects who was released last week on electronic home monitoring has now been rearrested after police said they connected him to a burglary at a gun shop.
It seems like maybe he was targeting the gun shop because there were guns in there. So if they're not buying unserialed handguns from each other or from someone's older brother who made it, they're trying to steal very actual guns. And by the way, I'm going to sit up and take notice when a kid with a ankle bracelet GPS because he was just arrested is breaking into a gun shop, okay? Wild stab. He doesn't get real great parenting at home. And yes, that's on them. Why was he out at night so he could break into a gun shop is why. Were you paying him? Are you that bad of a parent that you have your little Oliver Twist pop into a gun shop?
And last week,
43rd foot bail.
This video shows police nab the suspects after the stolen car they were in crashed while trying to get away from officers.
I got five.
Because they can't drive. Because GTA is a computer game.
Police say they're still sorting out weeks' worth of crimes by groups of juveniles, including teens who pointed a gun at two kids and then fled from a police helicopter.
Just turned on a Hauser way.
We now know.
And it's crazy. There's two flavors of kids. There's the charming, goofy ones that steal a Kia and then footbail, and then the Pierce County deputy fools them into thinking he's about to release his canine and does a really over-the-top fake dog bark. And they come out backwards with their hands over their heads. Then there's the kids that have guns, like the two brothers that ripped down 99 2 months ago, one kid throwing the gun and out of the car they had just jacked, waving guns sideways, terrifying people. That's a different flavor. You doing a TikTok challenge and stealing a Kia, I put you in a lower category. Now, the owner of the Kia gets to say whether you're a criminal juvenile or not, and you are. But in that case, the parents got a loud talking to, and their kids look really stupid. They're forever going to be viraled as those idiots that surrendered to a bad dog impression. Okay, so then you have kids that are knowingly carrying a deadly weapon so that they can bounce around the Lululemon waving around in Kirkland, and then get in the car. And I mean, as I've said, it's only a matter of time before one of these idiots negligent discharges into his driver idiot and kills a whole car full of driver idiots. But Renton PD has seen it. Every law enforcement agency in the area has seen it.
One suspect is just 13 years old, and we learned today he's had 16 bench warrants.
That's normal, right? How do you have more bench? And by the way, that's because he failed to appear. So why isn't that on the parent? What? How are the parents having a child with 16 bench warrants and the kid's 13?
Today in court, a judge ruled that the three suspects who've been charged so far will have to stay in youth detention. One suspect is just 13 years old, and we learned today he's had 16 bench warrants.
The serious nature of these charges here, which create a clear safety risk for the community.
Your Honor, you'd have to define pretty clear.
Order, secure detention.
Renton's chief has said his officers are dealing with the same kids over and over in crimes that leave innocent victims in their path.
A law without consequences is just a suggestion, and I think that's what they're taking it as. They're brazen enough where they're not worried about any consequences or repercussions.
What's that dude's name? Do you know who's the Renton police chief?
That one dude.
Good hair and quotable. Uh-huh. So there you go. A law without consequences is just a suggestion, says police chief of local department. What would he know? But so anyway, this all takes place. The crazy thing is, I drive past the stuff as it's coming to its end at 4 a.m. I don't know that I even knew there was a 4 a.m. when I was in high school, or much less junior high. But then again, I didn't have 16 FTAs, 16 warrants before I was 13. So we got a problem, and the problem obviously is if a mother can be a drug addict and not violate a state law and retain her possession custody of her kid until she decides to kill the kid, like last week, or a 13-year-old thinks that if all they do is give me a free ankle bracelet, I can come out and try to now break into a gun shop. And we're surprised by this. There comes to a point where we are the idiot sticking our arm in the open tiger jaw. The tiger maybe is 13, maybe the tiger is 12, the tiger is 17, but we can't be surprised if we keep sending the same people that are, you know, like Dow Constantine, who think that the problem is jail, the problem is punishment. If there was no punishment, there'd be no criminals. If there was no padlocks, there'd be no thieves, or whatever the old reasoning was. I want to get to this. So this is what's happening all over your national news today, that the Arizona Supreme Court, all Republicans, decided, as the Dobbs decision said, that the states now get to decide whether your state has the abortion or not. And the majority of states still have available abortion. The entire West Coast is dark blue and the whole thing. Well, Arizona has a zombie law on the books. And the question to the Arizona Supreme Court is that law still the law of the land? And just like here in your state of Washington, we have territory of Washington laws that are still in the books, and they're still laws like don't kill people, don't eat their heads, you know, or whatever. Here's Governor Katie Hobbs late yesterday.
This November, Arizonans may have an opportunity to make their voices heard on this important issue.
You mean it's going to be a state issue?
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
Which, in fact, was the entire intent of the Dobbs decision. Okay, so pretty outrageous, huh? And it was Barry Goldwater, the Republican, senator from Arizona, who said that that issue, if we don't see that those of you who are 100,000% on there should be a national law banning abortion, that's the death knell of the Republican Party. That's what Barry Goldwater said. And this is, again, because this is a big fundraising day for the Democrats, but it has to start at 2 a.m. by hyperventilating and sweating about the end of women's bodily autonomy on MSNBC.
Which could shutter abortion clinics across Arizona, now adds that state to the growing list of places where abortion health care is effectively banned.
Abortion health care. And so you see how the day is going on White House TV, because they knew that this inflation number today would not be good news. Going up slightly, it's still 3.5%. You know, I grew up with 9% inflation in 1979. Jimmy Carter, who never should have been president the first time, he got pantsed by Reagan because the inflation was crazy. And the idea of maybe stop spending money never occurred to him, and so that's why he lost his election. As I not my parents' fault, they liked him so much they voted for him twice, and that nothing made me more Republican than that. And so they're piling on everything. Arizona hates women, and Trump said that you can. There's only one way to be a Jew, and that's to be pro Netanyahu, which is not what he said.
I don't want to talk about the attack of October 7th on Israel because Biden is no fan of Israel. Any Jewish person that votes for Biden does not love Israel, and frankly, it should be spoken to. How a Jewish person...
They heard that, and it cut them to the quick, and they were lurching for anything to point to Trump with. None of this is a surprise to anybody. Is Trump better than Lincoln? Well, he had to question that. And so should that be outrageous? Well, you shouldn't be surprised, But they're running with that. Arizona is going back to an 1864 law. And that's how you know that they're really flogging the dolphin on this one, because they're saying it's old timing from 1864. And the judge that reviewed that law in 1864 was appointed by Lincoln, by the sanctified Lincoln, which was old timey. It was way old ago. Way old ago. Old, is that a phrase? And did I mention is that a Netflix show about the Manhunt? I think it's called Manhunt, from the book Manhunt, about John Wilkes Booth. It's really, really good. John Wilkes Booth, not as good as Lincoln. Let me get to that point.
And you're not afraid to say it.
No, that's a gray area.
It still should be much higher, right, because of what I've done with criminal justice reform, with funding the black colleges and university, with all of the opportunity zones. Nobody's done more than I have. I say nobody's done more since Abraham Lincoln. I actually wanted to go beyond Abraham Lincoln, but some people thought that wasn't a good thing to do, so I left it at that.
Okay, show of hands. So there you go. And so they're absolutely stunned that their own focus group said this to a White House, to a Democrat-friendly focus group runner.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally.
Every
raise
hand
your
hand. Goes up.
All right, so that is everybody.
Oh, okay. Which polls? All of them. So there you go. Everyone's hand is up. Why is that? We keep telling you guys about Infrastructure Week, and you keep filling your cars with gas and thinking that it's Biden's fault. They're absolutely confused. And you're supposed to, this is supposed to outrage you. It's still going to be a big fundraising day for them. All right, check in the texting when we come back. 800-465-8770. Back in a second. AM 770 KTTH.
Give me suits beyond suits.
Somebody just hit me to that on Rick and Morty.
I like that.
I am I get it. It's funny from time to time, but I just never been a huge fan. But he says, give me suits beyond suits, but it's hard to hear. So, but anyway, I appreciate it. It was from the super secret message line on the Twitter.
Pandora, give me suits beyond suits.
I didn't find it, so no need to find the episode. I found it myself, but it's time for a checking of the texting. And we'll get to the checking of the Fauciing here in a little bit. And the checking of the crazy historian, Michael Beschloss. I only played that once this morning. I can't believe that. Because there was a montage as we have our own crazy Michael Beschloss thing, where pretty much our kids are killed if they let us have them, or whatever his thing was. But it was edited onto a woman who does like some YouTube morning show, where she said she can tell Trump's a dictator because she knows crazy people. And then she goes on to display, in fact, how she knows crazy people, because she is one.
Trump saying he's going to be a dictator for a day, which is not going to be for a day if it happens, could be for the rest of our lifetimes.
He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Can I salvage that? Just the end? I don't know if I can. What would be the with the Bobcat guy?
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
That's uncomfortable just hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't. But if mechanically Michael Beschloss, brilliant historian, can't explain how someone who made a joke about I want to be a dictator for one day could suddenly transition the office, the constitutionally mandated office in Article 2 of the President of the United States, into dictator. I'll be I'll be curious.
Was at stake tonight was whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
It's a bobcat attack, my wife!
There you go. So which of those two people makes more sense? I'll report something that Trump just put up on Truth Social in regards to the Stormy Daniels thing in a second. But first, 2 hours in the curating, it's time for a checking of the text.
From the 425, Brian, I don't understand the Democrats making the dictator claim when Trump already had a four-year track record of, in my opinion, not dictatoring.
I don't get, what would suddenly be happening on that stuff. I mean, what would he just, can the president really stand up and just tear up the Constitution? Because that's what they always say. He's tearing up the Constitution. I mean, what's he going to literally go to the National Monument, and break the unbreakable glass or something? And who cares? It's a piece of paper. You know, it's not the Ten Commandments. It's just a piece of paper. Mine's over there in our new super secret cubby hole. So we have here. So it's not right here within reach, but that needs to be on my checklist.
From the 206, criminal paradise, Brian. That's what Seattle is. Surprised that they even solve these juvenile crimes. Police can't even talk to them if they're juveniles. Then you have 13 bench warrants. Back in my day, not that long ago, only one bench warrant, period, because you'd be in jail.
And Stilgar says Reagan's still waiting for his promised spending cuts. Yeah, well, it was called the end of the Cold War, Stilgar. Isn't that fun to not be paying for 700,000 American troops who live in a country called West Germany? I prefer this world. And yes, you, like most of Eastern Europe, can thank Reagan for that, for their freedom and for 700,000 Americans not living in Germany. I miss the tank, so I'm not going to miss you. I'm not going to lie to you.
The 206, all that spending, Brian, may have helped the markets, but not the average person. A more accurate name for the spending bill would have been the, quote, Inflation Acceleration Act. Hard to buy those votes and slow down inflation, yet here we go with these student loans again.
Done deal, and we're going to pay for it here in 5 days. Check will be in the mail.
Here's why AOC is really excited about student loan forgiveness.
People getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled, it means that, you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school.
And get some more loans.
Half a kid?
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
So there you go. So I guess you said have a kid.
Or travel abroad. Or maybe even go back to school.
No. I know people that are addicted to college campuses. I dated one for 10 years. And it's a sickness. It's afraid of the real world. And a lot, and then you're suddenly 30 and you're complaining about your student loans. Well, maybe if you had walked off with your degree and been a FedEx driver or something, you would not have those student loans. As far as the gas goes, there's no more Strategic Petroleum Reserve to release. He did it. He already played that card trick. That's out of his cuff. Everyone saw it. So Doc Holliday didn't have another one up the other sleeve. The SPR is now that it's returned, the SPR is now so expensive they can't refill it. And the Strategic Oil Reserve is the Strategic Oil Reserve. There's a reason that it's called the Strategic, not the Tactical Oil Reserve. But if you want to write your strategy as if it's a tactic, then there you go.
Seattle is getting 5 new dog parks. Lots of texts about that subject from the 760. Regarding Canadian geese at Children's
Canada
Park.
Canada geese. Correct him.
Okay, well, you just did.
Canada geese, folks. Branta canadensis.
We have
Canadian geese.
We have old retired guys hired by the county that drive around with their dogs, Brian, to chase the geese away. It's a great system
for
everyone.
How do you get that job?
Sincerely, escaped California, residing in Denver suburbs.
What county?
Ermagerd. Sincerely, escaped Californian in residing in.
But he said the old guys are in trucks with their dogs in where?
He didn't specify.
Oh, damn him!
Didn't specify.
I forgive him for saying Canadian geese. But anyway, there are no Canada geese at Marymore. There are the blue herons that nest there, and they do it up in the trees so the dogs leave them alone. But, I mean, this is such a no-brainer. In this town that's seen Green Lake shut down because of the goose poop, make it a temporary off-leash park. And they will it will be Canada Goose free by close of business that day. So there's your freebie on this. And so some of these parks are small, like the one by Shill Shoal is a mud hole, but it's a dog park. And for a city with more dogs than kids, you know, it's important. It's okay. At least you have the ocean down there. Magnuson is exceptional because if you don't want to cross the bridge and go to Redmond, Magnuson is just as good. The water is great, fresh water. Don't you know? No problem there. If you can't make it there, you go to Marymore. Period. Final. Where I used to live up in Suquamish, they have an attempt. It's in a bend of the Suquamish River, but it's a mud hole. There's no access to the water, to the river. It's a total mud hole. But better than nothing. That's like the case with all dog parks. Better than nothing. Someday maybe you'll have a dog, Greg, and I can give you advice. So I can tell you this. So if you're road tripping this summer, run your dogs. Get them tired, and they will not bother you between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. Give them a bed in the back, but run them. And there's an archipelago of phenomenal dog parks between here and Disneyland or whatever. One of the best ones in the country is in Salem, and it is worth the afternoon to pull off I-5. Huge flat acreage, not muddy unless you're in a rainstorm, which occasionally happens there. But all right, we'll finish up with the text, and we'll give you some checking of the local news and local headlines and things like that. And because we know the crazy people.
Because I know what mental illness looks like.
That hurts my ears. If I would call you out if you played that once. But anyway, and we'll find out what he's talking about.
Georgia 3, it's going.
In just a second, AM 770 KTTH. AM 770 KTTH, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. This is not the military leader, Yahya Sinwar, or his brother, but the political face, and I think he lives in Qatar in a double tree or something. He confirms that Israel has killed their three sons in the spirit of revenge and murder, and they were Hamas fighters. They were not four-year-olds or something, but anyway. Accusing Israel of killing his sons in the spirit of revenge and murder. Well, happy Ramadan, happy Eid there at the end of it. But, you know, I'm sorry, but if you're hiding behind civilians and hiding behind your family, then your family are legit targets. And you can say whatever, you can say what you will about Hermann Göring, say what you will about Hitler, but those are the big boy rules. And if you're playing, and this should be called the big boy war. On that one, anyway, relatives and official Hamas media said Haniyeh accused Israel of acting in the spirit of revenge and murder. Wow, why would that be, I wonder? He confirmed the death Wednesday in an interview with Al Jazeera, because they're just right down the road there in Qatar, saying his sons were martyred on the road to liberating Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Well, you sound really regretful, like you wish you had taken a different path yourself. Jerusalem, or he said Quds, because that's Quranic Arabic for Jerusalem. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest place in Islam. It's a place where Muhammad ascended to heaven on a winged horse. And so, of course, that if you don't know that. But anyway, no immediate comment from the Israeli army because they were busy tipping. They couldn't hear the phone ring because of the champagne glasses, I'm assuming. The criminal enemy is driven by the spirit of revenge and murder and does not value any standards or laws. Says the guy who says, In fact, then cut the infants' heads off. So I don't know what to tell you. There's people like me who have this in perspective and can read the words of the organization that did a 12-hour terrorism spree, rape and terrorism spree, and videoed it. And then the people that are coming for revenge. Because if you want to talk about, this is like a missing book of the Bible, if you can't put it in perspective, and you suddenly think that it's Marcus Queensberry rules in war. As I say, the British term for, at this point in World War II, which we like to celebrate through Steven Spielberg, St. Spielberg, the brave, good-looking American boys are dropping those bombs on Germany. The British just called it what it was, dehousing. But it wasn't blowing up the Tiger Tank factory. It was blowing up the house where the guy who makes the Tiger Tank sleeps with his family. And that's what it was. It got ugly at the end because that's how you know it's the end or something. So anyway, what was your McCarthy thing?
So former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy spoke at
my former congressman.
Yeah, he was at Georgetown University. He's a little more unfiltered these days, you might say. And he was asked a question about losing the speakership and gave an eye-turning answer.
You made a lot of concessions in the negotiations.
No, I didn't. Okay.
Is that
Let's get to the bottom of that. Right? That is such a misnomer in life. Let me give you the truth about that now. And I'll give you the truth why I'm not Speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old. An ethics complaint that started before I ever became Speaker, and that's illegal, and I'm not going to get in the middle. Did he do it or not? I don't know.
He did.
But an ethics is looking at it.
I'm going to go ahead and say, if you confess to something that egregious, you did it. I mean, he said to Tucker Carlson, that Tucker Carlson, on Tucker on Fox.
Tucker, we had dinner together.
Yeah,
Come on.
Had dinner together. We met. And he's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I mean, McCarthy has skeletons in his closet, too, but he keeps them in Bakersfield. And they're not under 18. So there's that. So Trump, one hour ago, look what was just found. Will the fake news report it? It's a signed official statement of Stormy Daniels. It's dated January 30th, 2018. And she doesn't use her real name, which is whatever it is, Susan Paplinski or whatever. But she signed in blue ink, so you know it's an original. Stormy Daniels, to whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying the affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I will no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at the Stormy Daniels, and remember to write the. So anyway, it's at the Stormy Daniels, but just don't do it at work. So I had never seen this before. Her even denying getting the hush money, but it was the worst hush money ever paid. Because if you pay a hooker for the one thing, you will expect her to deliver the goods on the other thing. The part where you now shut up. But so I don't know what this means at all, Trump. On the tarmac at Teterboro, he's in Atlanta. Okay, so Trump Force One's in the background, and he unloads on Biden, and he unloads on the Atlanta prosecutor who was having an affair with the guy she hired, and she hired him to spend money on her with public money, and the whole thing. And then he goes off here on Biden's ability to string a sentence together here on Dementia Day 2024.
Well, I think that case has been totally discredited. It was a money-making scheme on behalf of her and her lover, Wade, Mr. and Mrs. Wade. And I think the case has been totally discredited, I would hope. It seems to be. And we'll see how that, and the one in New York is totally discredited. Every legal scholar said they have no case. It's a horrible thing, but it's election interference. It's all run by the White House. Every one of the cases that you mentioned, as an example, Fani Wade, every single case is being run, civil, criminal, it's election interference because Joe Biden can't put two sentences together. He can't find the stairs off the stage. Joe Biden is using this to try and get elected, and it's a shame.
So there you go. I mean, and the only thing that matters is you can go ahead when you're an MSNBC news writer and you can call that an unhinged rant about demonstrably false, whatever. You're doing everything you can to make it look like he's right. He's absolutely correct. So there's, as we say in artillery, there's should hit data. There's where that thing should have gone. Then there's did hit data. It's, well, where'd the wind say? I hear that, and I'm and when he says it's being run by the White House, well, it is. MSNBC is being run by the White House. This prosecuting attorney from Fulton County has signed into the White House six times. That guy she was having the affair with has signed into the White House six times. So tell me where he's wrong. But we'll check that tomorrow morning. That's my job, to wake up and watch that crap. So you don't have to, so that you can be these people. And again, just let me play this one more time. This was a Democrat-funded roundtable over a Zoom-like app, and you had a full screen of 16 people, all the very men and women, minorities, white people, and they're all in states that Biden won in 2016, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. But now they're undecided, and so they want to know, well, with inflation just so down, and really actually gas is not up that much. I mean, everyone's interacting with Safeway and AMPM Arco, and we know something different, and they're trying to find out why. And they get a bunch of people saying that Biden's a disaster, but they're not using those words. They're using these words.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Absolutely disastrous. And then without prompting, a minority woman chimes in and says, mm-hmm, I agree.
Raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family.
So his question was, raise your hand if you think Trump's policies would be better.
Personally, raise your hand. All right, so that is everybody.
Because President everybody
Biden
put their hand up.
Argues that his economic record has been very good. Said President Trump's was not as good. what are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, the second best smile, what are you keying off of to say President Trump's
economic? So it's a bad day for them. The only good part about today is that they have been able to portray the Arizona thing as another challenge to your bodily autonomy. So they're going to get the donations today like they did when the Alito decision was leaked. They'd never had a day like that. They're going to have a day like that again today. And I guarantee by the end of the day, there will be some faux pas with the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House. And it'll be a good one. I predict a good one tomorrow. More on this. There's a longer form thing about what Rand Paul released yesterday and in his op-ed on Fox Business or Fox Nation. It's pretty eye popping. The thing is, we've had our eyes popped a bit too much for the last 3 years, and so we'll
what we have discovered now, and we're releasing for the first time today, 15 agencies knew about this, and the original proposal, NIH and Anthony Fauci's.
And the thing is, I'm on his side. I just don't think anyone has the bandwidth anymore. It what happened happened, and I think Rand Paul's onto a pretty good theory that we should know the origin of it a little better. So what's happening tomorrow, producer Greg, or should I say fill in Seattle's morning news host?
You will have a fill-in producer tomorrow on
Friday.
Will
it be Wyatt again?
It could be Wyatt. Yeah. And then on Friday, we'll be welcoming Representative Dan Newhouse to the show, Dan Grizzly Newhouse.
You mean to the Dave Ross Seattle Morning News?
No, to AM 770.
But you're going to be in there again on Friday.
I know. I'm going to abandon you. Sorry.
All right. Well, brief Wyatt really well. So, yeah, Grizzly Newhouse. So he's going to be talking about how the White House wants to reintroduce bears into Western Washington so they can eat us. But bears only to counties that went red.
Enjoy practice Friday tomorrow, but don't go full pads without me.
Oh, I'll drink water. And we'll see that. And I'm never going to play this again.
Eye of Thundara, give me suits beyond suits.
So that will be me not playing that ever again will be debuting tomorrow. And I promise this will officially be the last time you ever hear this.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
There, watch. I'm going to delete it. There you go. Delete button in Adobe Audition. So we'll be back. Clean slate tomorrow. I promise, but it should be a pretty good day of audio that only I hear. So I'll be back tomorrow. The Twitter feed at Dark Secret Place. Go to it at Brian Does Junk on the Instagram, Bryan Does Junk, one word. And more. We'll be back here at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Dan Bongino's up next. Brian Suits here on AM 770 KTTH.
Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Pretty good.
Goodbye.